drunk parents.
Go to your room. Mama needs another Cosmo.
Very drunk parents.
Nina, you love me.
Huh, neither does Santa.
Darling punk parents.
Chug, chug, chug.
Darling drunk parents.
Your panting skills are crap.
Go.
You go.
You go. I don't know what to say. Hello.
Hello. Another
Hello.
Episode of Fairly Drunk Parents.
Is this the first one of 2017?
It is.
Happy fucking New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank God 2016 is over.
Yes, thank God. Thank God.
It was a good year for me, for us, I think.
It was fine. It
Other
was
people,
fine.
Celebrities, not so much. Mm. But we talked about that already.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Yeah. So, but it's out with the old and in with the new. Well, it's been new for almost a month
noobs.
Now.
Yes, that's
already February this week.
Hell
wow.
in a handbasket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next to Mr. Trumpalicious.
Oh, God. Whatever.
Trumpanzee?
All over the fucking internet today. I don't want to talk about him because I could give two shits. Whatever.
I know. Reddit is like half of it's all fucking political shit.
Oh, so many people on my Facebook feed. I'm like, you're Canadian. Like, fuck. Are you Syrian?
Care.
You don't give a shit. Fuck off. Seriously? I don't want to talk about him right now. I really don't. Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Thanks. Living on this side of the border and ignorance. I'm totally
lucky. You're lucky.
It.
You can still go shop in Bynum. If you're Muslim, they won't let you cross the border now. It's like 4 months or something.
Yeah, the dollar sucks, so. I don't have that yen to go down to Trader Joe's as like I used to. I do kind of miss it, though. No, I miss it.
Aww.
I know. There's so much good stuff. And you just know if they brought them to Canada, it'd be a fucking waste. Just like Target was. Yeah. It wouldn't be the same.
No.
So I should just go down there and pay my 30% and, you know.
Yeah. Any favorites? Any favorite items like buying from Trader Joe's?
I like those yogurt star cookie things. Those star, those are really good.
Yeah, those go fast.
Those go fast. I buy those in two bags now because they go by fast. The cheese selection is pretty decent and cheap. The pizza dough, $1.19 for like a pound of dough.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's really good. Yeah. I like trying out their new stuff too. I was getting one or two things I haven't tried before. Yeah. Their frozen food section is good. You know, the orange chicken, the teriyaki chicken.
That's yummy.
I mean, it's not good for you, but it's good.
Don't forget the reason to live.
The wine?
The wine. $3 chuck.
As I drink a $31 bottle of wine right now, I don't think I can go back to $3 chuck now.
First time I spent that much money on a bottle of wine.
Mm-mm.
It's not?
No, I've never spent this much on wine. No.
And you bought two bottles.
Well, you wanted $75. You wanted $75 rum, so I got my two bottles
of
wine.
Yeah, well, this was one of the rums they had.
And my vodka.
Rum taste. Oh, okay. We'll get into that.
We'll get into all that shit. First, we should ask our listeners how they are.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
That's great.
Oh, that's really great.
I'm glad you're doing well.
Wow. Okay.
I wasn't out too much family over. Yeah.
I know. Family sucks, right? Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I know. Tax season. Can you believe it? Fucking hell, right?
Let us finish this podcast. Okay, we can't just talk to you the whole time.
No. Just chill. Read a magazine while you're listening to us. Do your knitting and your laundry and have us on in the background. And then make sure you have a drink in hand. Too, because it always helps.
When are you doing the laundry?
Yeah.
You just add more stains to the clothes.
That's what I'd like to not look at, the stains. Always in the panties. Hmm. What stained this last? That's my favorite game in laundry.
Number one, number two, or number three?
Oh, God. Yuck. Anywhore.
So
what's on the agenda for tonight's
podcast? We have it tonight is the cruise episode.
Dun, dun, dun. We went on vacation, and we're going to tell you all about it, whether you want to know about it or not.
Exactly. If you're a Disney
fan. We spent a shit ton of money, so you're going to hear about it.
What do they call Disney fans?
Me.
Not
you.
Is like a name they call them? Like,
no. Not like a Trekkie.
Yeah. It's
no.
Like a...
This was the culmination
Bitches?
This is a combination of Disney fan and Star Wars nerds. This was like the ultimate Comic-Con at sea where you kind of wanted to boat.
Well, the Comic-Con was like one day. It was like
Star Wars Day. It was one day.
No, so I'm saying Star Wars Day
one
day.
Yeah.
Comic-Con's like weekends.
Well, yeah, your whole weekend is shot to shit if you're going to go to a Comic-Con. I mean, you might as well shit or get off the pot, right? That reminds me, I haven't looked at who's going to be at Emerald City this year. It's already sold out, though. Someone. I know. There's a few.
Notification on Facebook.
Not enough for us to go down again yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
Still waiting for something. Drag us down there again.
Yeah.
Something really good. Like Dirk Benedict worthy. It sells out so fast now, though. It's really gained in popularity.
Yeah, last time we went, yeah.
Yeah. Almost 4 years. Wasn't it 2013? No, no.
Who was watching the kids?
Your sister.
Oh, okay.
Back when you talked to her.
I text her.
And she doesn't respond?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, woo. That's some $30 wine down the wrong hole.
There's no such thing as wrong hole on you.
Oh, shut up. Exit only. I want everyone to
where?
Know that. Exit
everywhere?
Only.
Everywhere?
Everyone knows.
Every
when you
exit
say
only?
Exit only, what you mean.
Your nose is exit
no
only?
Anal. Is that on the nose enough for you?
Is your mouth exit only?
Keep it up and it will be.
Yeah. How are you going to eat then?
It's not your dick. I don't care.
I was looking for a little appetizer.
A little appetizer. Are we talking about your dick still?
Yeah.
Oh, let's be an amuse bouche.
Abuse your moosher.
So where did we go on vacation, Frank?
You should know. You were there.
The listeners, dumbass.
Did you drink too much?
Oh. I'm asking you and you're answering
I
the
see.
Listeners.
Well, Angela. No, yeah, we
as
went on.
Allegedly, that was my name.
We went to Florida.
I thought you were
going to say that. Crazy bath salt Florida.
What the fuck? What is bath salt? What is that? What?
A couple of years ago, this made up drug was bath salts. The first incident was like Florida. Some guy ate somebody or something like that.
Alrighty then. Okay,
and
well.
And then we never heard of it after that.
Just so you
just
know.
Just like acid rain.
We never, yeah, right? We never saw any bath salts, never used any bath salts. As far as we know, there was no cannibalism on our vacation.
Yes,
at Florida
least not
seemed in our cabin.
Normal from what we saw.
We saw like two parts of it for like a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And we went to one Chick-fil-A. Don't hate us.
Okay.
Don't hate us.
Okay, start at the beginning.
I love the homos. Don't hate us. I don't know what
that
was
about. I love them fried and battered. Battered and fried.
I think I had one serve me, but
mm-hmm.
Quite nice guy, actually. Two aren't mutually
exclusive. Start at the beginning. How will you do that?
Oh,
instead
okay.
Of, like the middle.
Yeah, I know. Cutting to the chase. Okay, so what's the beginning? That where we left here?
Yeah. Well, we left here, flight down to Orlando.
Oh. Okay, so we stayed overnight at the Fairmont to the Vancouver airport because our flight was early-ish. And there's nothing like leaving freezing temperatures and not having to leave the hotel on the airport.
Yeah.
So that was pretty freaking awesome. But, of course, our first flight was delayed. Not due to weather here, but due to weather in San Francisco. And it was delayed by over an hour. So instead of having an hour and 56 minutes... We had 45 minutes between connections. And they stuck us at the back of the plane. We were the last row to get off. Oh, fun. But somehow we made it to our next flight, and miracle of miracles, so did our luggage.
They probably made it there before we did.
They might have. Yeah. I was kind of slow with the last kid. So, yeah. So then we... went to Florida from San Francisco. So, yeah, we got there.
Whatever, cost plane, whatever.
Airport's
blah, blah, blah.
Old. Blah, blah, blah. Got luggage. Got. One suitcase was where it should be. The other was kind of off in the distance, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And went, hey, that looks like our suitcase. I still don't know how the fuck it ended over there, but whatever. That's why you put tags on them. And my yellow bag tag was what I saw. My little, the handle thingy. These things are awesome. So,
was that
a fish extender gift on our first cruise.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. So then we went and picked up our rental car and upgraded a
little
bit.
Yeah, he talked us into it.
Which was probably a good idea because we brought more luggage than we had intended.
Honestly, I think it was just more legroom in the back because it looks like you could have fit like two full-size adults in the back without being cramped.
Whatever.
So we didn't really need it, but whatever.
Okay, well, whatever.
It was a Malibu.
It was a new Malibu, wasn't it?
It was a nice looking car.
Yeah, it was.
Not like
it was
the last
black
one.
And
last, last Malibu. We had like a decade ago or whatever.
Yeah.
In L.A.
Oh, yeah.
It was
that
like
thing
the hatchback
was...
thingy looking. I don't know.
Was, yeah, that was butt ugly.
Yeah, it's kind of ugly.
This one was nice and sleek.
Black, nice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So we got on the road and drove to our hotel on the Walt Disney World property.
Didn't take too long.
No.
Oh, no, but what? Is that where we went through all those tolls?
Or was no, that was way? Going oh, okay. down to the port. Yeah. Oh, okay. No, no tolls that night, I don't think.
Okay, so we get to
Port Orleans Riverside.
Which is a Disney resort.
Man, massive property.
Yeah.
Just massive.
Not a whole lot to look at, though.
It was dark. It was a river.
It was like trees and some grass and concrete. No, whatever. Ooh, wow, look at this main entry. Ooh, wow, look at the building.
Hey,
oh,
I
wow.
wanted to say at the Polynesian, you would have had that ooh, wow factor, but no.
We were barely in the room.
I know. Well, if we had have done stupid Epcot, we would have been there more. And I think Epcot. We would have appreciated the Polynesian, but we digress.
But the room was all, it was a princess
theme. Yeah, it was
room.
A princess theme. I got the royal
My
room.
Favorite.
I upgraded to the royal room, which was like, it wasn't
you're
that
basically,
much more.
It's, yeah, it's basically you upgraded the decor.
Yeah, a lot more princessy stuff.
Not the size.
No, it was size smaller was, than I thought.
It's like the size of your standard hotel room.
Not, I mean, the Howard yeah, Johnson we smaller. Stayed at in Anaheim was bigger.
Yeah.
Holy moly, not the biggest room we've ever had. The Fairmont room was bigger. Not the biggest room we've ever
yeah,
had.
Yeah, you're right, it was. Yeah.
But it was fun. Like you said, honestly, how long were we in that room? For not, the price not, that we not paid, not how long were we in it?
We got in there late at night, yep. So we slept in it.
Yep.
Got up early in the morning.
Yep.
Came back late at night.
Slept in it.
Slept
that
in
was
it.
It.
So that was it. Yeah, yeah.
If you count about 8 hours of sleeping, maybe we didn't watch TV. Seriously, we weren't even then. Oh, yeah. Whatever. The headboards, they had little lights on them, the buttons on them that lit up, and they had fireworks. That was kind
really
of a
cool.
cute thing. And
pictures of the princesses.
Yeah,
and
yeah. And on the tap,
regal
you took
attire.
Pictures. Yeah, like the pictures of the taps and stuff you took pictures of. They were
it looked like a
teapots or something.
Oh, yeah, or like a
yeah, from like Beauty and the Beast
or
something. Or magic lamp, like Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cute. It was kind of kitschy. And we had a river view, so we saw the river outside our room. Went
yeah.
out there.
There was a boat that went back and forth.
Yeah. Like I think it went to the shopping district.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, the property was so big that when we went to go to eat at the food court in the main building, we had to drive there.
Yeah, you got to drive there.
You couldn't even walk from your building. And I don't even know how many buildings were in this one hotel.
If you walked that night, you wouldn't have made it. They would have been closed by the time I got there.
I would have fallen in the river.
We got there like 10 minutes before they closed.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Got some lame pizza.
Yeah, it wasn't the best food.
Flatbread pizza and some other crap.
It wasn't the best, but
I cannot figure out the pop machines there. They're on some sort of timer.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
I go to get pushed to the button for pop, and it says 1 minute remaining. Like,
that was weird.
Pop. What's going on?
Yeah. And then I couldn't figure out how to get a spoon or a fork out of the dispenser. They're out. And you're like, pop. No, they're not. Oh, it was very confusing.
Kids were tired of that.
Oh, God. By the time we left the food court, it was midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We
had
to get up at
7:30. Yeah, we were up at like 8 the next morning after traveling all day. Like, as much as we put the kids through, there really weren't many meltdowns over sleep. There was a lot of mornings where we had to get them up.
That's
and
melty.
I never have to get them up. But no, less melty downies. So on the Friday, we got up and we drove to Epcot.
Like 10 minute drive.
Yeah.
Very close.
Now, I chose this park because to me, it's when I think of Walt Disney World, not Disneyland, because we're Disneyland vets. When I think of Walt Disney World, I think of two things. I think of the castle at Magic Kingdom, and I think of the white Bali thing. We never call
I know.
It anything. The
when
white
I was
Bali
kid,
thing
yeah, I would
at
see,
Epcot, right?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I would see commercials on TV with Michael Jackson
and the
Eo,
white
whatever,
ball.
And the big
yeah,
white
yeah, because Captain Eo, I think.
White. It's like silvery.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's like the
it's like Science World.
Science World in Vancouver.
Yeah. Or there's something like that similar in Montreal.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
anyway,
yeah, you walk up here, it's like, oh, we're like, oh, wow, is this the place? This
yeah.
The place with the ball.
It's kind of like, oh, wow, here it is, and we're here.
Yeah.
And this
and we
is
got in, had an appointment for
breakfast, yeah, at this place called Garden Grill. It's a revolving restaurant. You know, I mean, barely revolves. You barely
well, yeah, it's like every other revolving restaurant.
Exactly.
Like
you can't really go too fast. Like you don't want your plate.
20 miles an hour around in circle.
No.
Like, lose your plate.
But I was glad I made a reservation because when we came out, it was really busy. So it was good. And it got us going for the day. Like, if we hadn't made
a
reservation,
we
would have lollygagged and we would have just fucked our day away. So. And it was really good breakfast. It was a character breakfast.
It wasn't a buffet, though.
No, but, I mean, we didn't need it to
it
be a buffet.
It was table service, but they gave us a huge pan.
Oh, massive. So a first pan
tots,
was With the sticky buns. The first skillet was the sticky buns, and then the second skillet was the Mickey waffles, the sausages, the bacon, the tater tots, eggs. I mean, it was so much food. We didn't finish it. It would have been nice to take it with us.
Coffee was decent.
Coffee was decent, too. And then the characters. You know, it was early enough in the morning that we saw the characters. They came to our table like 3 or 4 times each. So we had Mickey and Pluto and Chip and Dale.
Right? Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the breakfast is actually called Chippendale's Harvest Grill or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're the main ones.
Who do the kids like more?
Chippendale?
I know. Which characters do they seem to enjoy more? Rather, was it Chippendale, you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Well, we'd always have a discussion with
Gwen. I don't know how they know them because I've never seen them watch any Chippendale stuff.
Right, exactly. But Gwen knows. The one with the red nose is
Dale.
Thank you. Somehow she knows this. I don't know. Anyway, so after that, there was two rides underneath it, and one of them was Soarin, which we didn't have a fast pass for.
Yeah.
And our fast pass window was opening up for our first ride, but we thought, well, we'll try and get Soarin in first, and then but the wait was a bit too long. So I think after that, we ended up going straight to our first fast pass, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which was in the Big White Ball.
Yes.
That we always call the Big White Ball because we don't want us to call it. The ride is actually called Spaceship Earth, so I guess we should call the Big White Ball Spaceship Earth. But it's just called the Big White Ball.
Yeah, Big White Ball. Sounds
so
sexier.
That was our first ride. It was cheesy. It was all right.
It was all right.
See, the thing with Epcot, it's got the cheese factor, and it needs to be updated. That park hasn't been updated since the 80s, and it's...
Yeah, I know.
It's stuck in the 80s.
Like that it's ride.
Just, wow.
Mission to Mars.
Oh, wow. Oh,
some of the actors in there.
Okay,
how old?
Gary Sinise looked like he did in Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was... Man, that's long. 20 years ago, almost.
Forrest Gump was like 92 or 93 or something, or 94.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like 20 years ago, for sure. More than that. And that's how young he looked.
So what do you think? There was like 4 decent rides? Decent-ish?
Well, Soarin. Soarin's good.
Right.
Spaceship
Soarin
Earth was
all right.
Mission to Mars was okay. It was yeah. There's two sides to the Mission to Mars. There's the barfy side and the non-barfy side.
Yeah, you can choose your experience.
Yeah.
Noob or... Professional astronaut.
How about Test Track? I mean, you got a Test Track?
Let's talk about Spaceship Earth.
Okay.
Mission to Mars. No, I mean...
Spaceship Earth?
I'm confused.
And the ball.
Mission to Mars.
Mission to Mars. Okay.
Yes.
So
you went on the green side.
With the kids.
Which is the easy side, the pansy noob side.
Thank you. You went on the orange
side,
the barfy side, the stupid side. And
okay, let's see what the differences were. Okay, so we go in.
Everyone has an engineer.
We line up.
Yeah, you go in.
Yeah,
you're
in a team
of...
Four.
But in my line, it was only just me and the kids. There was
so
like...
Okay.
So we didn't have...
Whatever.
I don't know.
Okay, you have an engineer.
That was...
Navigator.
Yeah. Pilot.
Pilot. And was it like lieutenant or like...
Captain.
Something like that. Something. Yeah, yeah.
I don't...
Commander.
Commander,
that's it, yeah.
I can't...
You all
have
to... You're all instructed by Gary Sinise.
By Gary Sinise.
To push these buttons or whatever when they tell you to during the ride.
I'm assuming that actually does anything.
I was thinking about not pushing any buttons to see what happens.
I don't think it does anything because at one point when it was Gabby's turn, Gwen was like, so it was me, Gwen, Gabby, and then so Gwen was babbling on the whole ride, and then at one point she's like, oh, Gabby, it's your turn. Go ahead. And there's no way that Gabby did it at the exact moment that she was supposed to. She's always a second or two behind. I don't think it really did anything. Whatever. To me, it wasn't the motion so much. It was very claustrophobic.
Okay, now, did yours tilt at all?
It did, just not super violently.
So it tilted up?
A little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. It really, I mean, way less than all
so the
those
orange,
horrible rides at Universal.
Yeah. So the orange one, it spins, so you have that G-force
exactly.
feeling, right?
No, there's nothing like that.
Like the train, so...
Yeah,
that was intense doing that.
Ooh, no, thank you.
That was for like leaving the Earth's atmosphere. Right?
No, basically it was just like the rocket, and we tilted backwards a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Not even like, but more like.
Okay, people can't see your face.
Okay, sorry. Well, you can, and you know what I'm doing, so.
It looks like you're having an orgasm.
No, that's not my orgasm.
And then
face.
Froze.
Okay. Anyway, it was fine. It was bumpy because when you land on Mars, it gets bumpy.
Yeah,
or something,
you're like, oh my god, something goes wrong.
Go
through these canyons.
Oh, and then you're falling in a canyon, so then you're kind of jolted forward a bit, right? I don't know. I was too busy breathing, trying not to barf, not from the movement, but from the claustrophobia. it was just too tight for me.
Yeah, you didn't like the restraints?
No. No.
That's odd, because you seem to like restraints.
Always back to sex with you, isn't it?
It entertains people.
It entertains you. I don't know about anybody else.
And that's what matters. Okay. What other ride were we going?
No, we did Test Track.
Oh, yeah, that's like the cars.
Yeah, it's akin to the Radiator Racers, which it was good. Not as good as Radiator Racers. Let's just say that right now. Not as good.
No?
No. But what I think that ride has over Radiator Racers is the pre-ride entertainment, because you design your own car.
Oh,
and
that's
right. It keeps you busy. It keeps you from not bitching about how long the line is.
So you don't actually ride in the car you design, because that's impossible.
Which the kids didn't get, because Gwen Kadaf just asking me, so we're going to ride in their car. Sure, they're going to design it in the next 5 seconds. God. So there was more interactive stuff.
So we went on that. I was with Gabby, and she was freaking out. She didn't like it. Like, it started raining a bit, too, because this
at the very
was
end.
Outside, right?
Yeah, so at the very end. Yeah.
Anyway, she was freaking out. She didn't like it was going too fast or something.
Oh, yeah, Gwen, too.
Yeah.
Gwen,
so it was fun. Yeah,
I had to cover her
straightaways
mouth screaming.
And turns and stuff. We get out, and Gabby's like, oh, I want to go again.
Yeah. They both said that.
Yeah. But then the lineup was, like, huge.
Yeah, unfortunately, we never did get to ride that. Yeah. We tried later on in the evening. That we'll get to.
It was, like, 70 minutes or something at that time.
Yeah. So... What else? We did. So after we had done all our three pass passes. So this is what's cool about Walt Disney World. That's different from Disneyland. Is with your Magic Band. You're wearing your Magic Band, right? And it's just access to everything. It's your if you're staying on site, it's your room key. You pay for whatever you want to at your hotel on site. Now you can override that if you don't want to use your Magic Band because it's linked to a credit card. You can pay cash or whatever. I did that at Starbucks. I didn't want to tap it, so I used my Starbucks card.
Yeah.
And I bought a mug there, and I think I just used cash or something for that. But once you're done your – it's also linked to the app. So once you're done your Fast Passes, you can try and add another one.
Yeah, with the app. Yeah.
With the app. Now, so when we were done our three Fast Passes, we went to add another one. Now, we couldn't do it for Test Track. It was, like, really later at night. Soren, again, was late. But Soren and Test Track were, like,
around time we had dinner and stuff, right?
And then Frozen never had any, so that sucked. That's what we did. We did Mission to Mars on a Fast Pass.
Yeah.
And then we did, Land Before Time or something on a Fast Pass. God, that ride was lame.
Was that the one with the plants?
Yes, that
stuff.
Was the best part. The
land was land something. I don't know what it was called.
Land Before Time or something.
No,
it?
That's
land
a movie.
Of Time.
I don't know.
But the hydroponics was really interesting. But the rest of it was so fucking cheesy.
Yeah, I took you through history, kind of gave in to like. Whatever.
Oh. Oh what? Huh? Oh sure, yeah. And then we did end up doing Soren later on, which we couldn't get a fast pass for. The wait
waited.
Was about 40 minutes, so we just waited. And it was good, just as good as Disneyland.
Same as the Disneyland one.
Just the same, different ending. It ends in Epcot instead of that Disneyland. But it's still an awesome ride. And people still clap. I love that. People
really?
Still clap.
No, they don't.
Yeah. And, of course, you asked me, are you going to cry again? No. Shut up.
I cried last time.
Yeah, I know, because that was my first time on the new one, and it was fantastic.
You cried because it was fantastic.
I cried. I don't know. I just did. Okay.
Okay,
I was emotional,
okay.
And it was overwhelming.
I understand.
And, yeah. And I don't care what anyone says about the Taj Mahal looking all 3G, CG, blah, blah.
The whole thing was CG.
I don't care. I enjoy the ride for what
CG.
It is. I'm not picking it apart. If you don't like it, don't write it. Eat a dick and move on. So, I don't know. We were, like, we exhausted all the rides there. We just wanted to because the sheer size of the park, like, you really can't crisscross.
Yeah. We crisscrossed a bunch. East and west side.
Yeah,
we were dumb
did.
About that. Yeah.
We kind of did. But we were so full from breakfast that we didn't need lunch. At one point, I think the girls shared popcorn.
Yeah.
And then we had a Starbucks break.
Yeah.
But the breakfast was great. It was a great start to the day. I think that was wonderful that we did that. Eventually, we ended up at the World Showcase where all the...
Hold on. Again, I'm
sorry.
Character meets.
Oh, yeah. There's places to actually not just wander in the parks, but there's actual spots to meet them.
Yeah, like indoors.
Indoors. Yeah. So it's called Character Spot.
No, that's right. Yeah, Character Spot.
So we stood in line for the kids to meet.
Two of them. One was Minnie, Goofy. Was it somebody else?
I don't think so. Wasn't it just Minnie and Goofy, or was there a third?
Maybe. I don't know.
Might have been a third. Oops, sorry. And then across the way, there was Joy and Sadness from Inside Out and Baymax.
Yeah.
So we get in line for Joy and Sadness because I'm a huge Inside Out fan.
You are?
And the line didn't move.
It took forever to take pictures.
It didn't move. So I took one for the team and said, you know, I'm going to have to miss it.
You had to go to the bathroom. Yes.
That's right. That was the time I had to go pee. Didn't I pee? No. Wasn't that when I actually did see them later on?
You didn't
on?
Leave and come back into the line. No. I know that.
No, I don't think I needed to pee at that point. I think I needed to pee when I actually did see them later on.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. We ended up leaving the line, and then Baymax had a line, and I was all pissed off, whatever. But eventually, when did I see it? So I think it was after dinner, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was later.
Yeah, it was later on. So when we were done on that side of it, we went over to World Showcase and started to see some of the
pavilions. It's like kind of like Expo.
Kind of. If you were here during Expo 86, then...
There's a lot of pavilions. Yeah. Canada, Norway...
Morocco, France, Mexico, England. Germany,
yeah.
UK. We didn't really see many of them because they were kind of boring.
Yeah,
getting
close to dinner time, too.
Getting close to dinner. We did Canada.
Martin, my God.
Short movie. Oh, my God.
It wasn't super cheesy. It didn't mention, like, maple syrup or anything like that. But it was all right.
It was all right. And it kept raining off and on, but not like hard rain. It was misting. But it's just kind of like.
And it was annoying more.
It was annoying. It made your hair frizzy and it still made you damp. Whatever. So anyway, eventually we made our way to France, and then we were like 20 minutes early for our dinner reservation. So we ducked into a store and we looked at shit, and then we're like, oh, fuck it. Let's just go to dinner.
So we had dinner at Chef de France.
Chef de France.
Oh, ho, ho.
Had a. A lovely, if not pricey, dinner, but what else is new?
Yeah, dinner's all right, yeah.
It was fun. It was good. It was decent.
Service champagne, didn't we?
Or
sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine, yeah. We did. Yes, and people were looking.
They're like, hey,
the drowned rats.
Look at these people big spenders.
Yeah, sure. It was like, what, $30?
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
It wasn't that much. It wasn't the $900 bottle or whatever. $90 bottle, I don't know. But it was fun.
Yep.
So, and then that got me a little buzz, so that was nice. That was good. That's probably why I needed to pee. That's right. I went to the bathroom there, and then we went and took a boat across the lake because we wanted to go back.
Getting close to us.
No, we had time to kill between dinner and the fireworks show, and so we went across the lake to try and get to Test Track.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's when we got to Test Track. It had been closed because of the rain, so then when it opened, it had a 70-minute wait.
No time for that.
No.
Because we had a reservation at the...
Fireworks. At the Illuminations dessert party.
Dessert thing, yeah.
But we did have time to meet Joy and Sadness, finally.
Yes,
and did. I did need to pee. It was the Prosecco pee. Yeah. I did need to pee, but I steeled my bladder so I could meet Joy and Sadness. Had a really good interaction with them. That was really fun. Lots of great pictures. I talked to Sadness a lot. It was fun. And then went over to Baymax because he had no line.
He looked lonely.
And so Gabby gave him a punch in the gut a couple times. That's pretty awesome. The photographer actually had to tell her to stop hitting him. Or please don't hit him too hard or something like that. That was pretty awesome. Yeah. So then we got lots of kind of character interaction there. Then I went to pee. That was great. And then we walked back over to World Showcase and tried to get into what we thought was the right line. And it wasn't.
No, we're still in that line for
15 minutes.
Something like that.
Yep. And it wasn't the right line.
You
were convinced it was wrong. I was like, no, you're wrong. This is definitely the right line.
We're starting soon, and you know, they're half us already in there eating dessert.
Yeah. I'm like, no, this is the right line. So finally, you were whining, complaining like a 5-year-old. So I told you, just go to the front of the line. Shut up, just go to the front of the line. And so you get out of the line, and I see you go, and the kids are like, where's daddy going? I'm like, he's on a wild goose chase. Don't worry about it. And then all of a sudden you come over. You don't come close to me, and you motion me out of the line. I'm like, oh, fuck off. Of all the times to be wrong.
I was finally wrong. Right at a crucial moment in our vacation.
And you already got to use it. You already got to wield your I was right, I told you so bullshit on that, so you don't get used again. You already used up that turn. Yeah, you already did that. You already used it up later in the trip, I believe. Or it might have been later that night. But it's been used, so you don't get any more points for that. We found the right one at dessert party, and of course we were late. But it was fine. You know, we got a table. Yeah. We had a table right near the front.
Yeah, and desserts.
Tons of food. Stop looking at my stomach.
Well, you're wearing Disney jammy pants.
Yeah.
Jam jams.
Lots of good, yummy desserts and drinks. And
yeah, they had a, was it margaritas? No.
No, mojito?
Punch. Some sort of alcohol punch or something else.
They had booze.
They were dishing out them.
It was good. We could have got more of that, actually.
Yeah.
There was lots of food. Actually, there was lots of food. It could use chairs.
Yeah, there's no chairs.
Let's face it. We didn't need it to sit down. We were butt-ass tired. And, you know, and so the fireworks start, and they tried, but God bless them. It's not Disneyland. It's no World of Color, man. It ain't no World of Color. Trust me on that. So by the time, so the fireworks start when the park closes at 9. So by the time the show is over, it's whatever, 9:20 or whatever. So then we have to take our leave en masse with everybody else. Yep.
Saw a rat cross right in front of us. A good sized rat.
I never saw that.
I want to say almost a foot.
That's gross.
Long. Zip across the front of us on the way out.
Never seen that at Disneyland. Just saying. It wasn't too bad getting out of the parking lot, though. We were parked close because, of course, we've been there since the park opened at 9 a.m., so we weren't parked too far away. And by then, the parking lot was super empty, so... Yeah, off we went and back to the hotel and collapsed and
got up next morning, packed, and took a long drive out to Cape Canaveral.
Port Canaveral.
Whatever. Well, same thing. Yeah. Went through how many tolls on the highway? Three tolls.
In less than 10 minutes, three tolls on one fucking highway.
And I'm paying like $5 at least.
About that. I mean, how do you people live down there with all these fucking tolls? What the hell is that about?
I don't know.
Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Ridiculous. I can't imagine how many tolls people pay on their way to work. What a waste of fucking money.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then again, their cost of living is really low. Like, a house our size would be like, I don't know, $110,000 there.
Seriously?
It's so redonk. It's ridiculous. It's cheap living there. So, everything's relative, right? So it was like that nice drive over the freeway, and then you see the Disney Fantasy. And you see in the Mickey boat.
Yeah.
That's nice. And then we drive right by
it. There was a boat in there too, wasn't there?
There was two ships in there. There was a Carnival one and then that big ass square thing. I was like, what, Norwegian maybe? That was an ugly ship. So off we go to Budget with everybody else in the free world, apparently.
Because of the
fucking line.
Shuttle.
God, we were there at least 45 minutes.
Yep.
Missed our port arrival time. That was blown right out the water. Doesn't matter. It's fine. So then, finally.
Got the boat. Well, we got in the terminal.
Yep. Everything was
in and all that stuff.
Clockwork. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. Not too long of a line. And
Walked right onto the boat.
Yep. Yeah. Bypassed the embarkation photo.
Then the room was already ready.
Because it was already 1:30 when we got on ship.
To the room. Yep.
So dumped our carry-ons into
our
room.
It was nice as a dead-end hallway.
Mm-hmm.
No traffic.
It was a nice, quiet location. And what?
There was... A little loud at night because the engine.
Because the kids
club? The vibrator.
Oh, well, we were aft. We were, which, if you don't know what that means,
baby
that's
got
the back.
Aft.
Yeah, we did that.
Who doesn't know
a
what
lot.
Aft is?
Before I got on a ship, I don't know what the fuck aft was. I don't know. I know. It's the back of the ship. I mean, not the right. We weren't at the right back, but we were still aft.
Yeah.
So there was vibration and there was blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Boo hoo. You're on a Disney cruise. Like. We had an extended balcony. I mean, that was pretty fucking awesome.
It was
Thank
pretty
you
big.
To me for scoring that. Thank you.
We weren't out there,
stalking
out there that
the
often.
Website. We were out there more often than whatever. But it had six chairs, dude. Two small chairs, two regular chairs, and two loungers and a table and room to kill.
Lots of room, yeah.
Yeah, it was It was awesome. It was really great. It was great. Yeah. So then we were on the Disney Fantasy. We should probably not talk about every single day because this podcast is going to be four hours long and people are going to fucking like fall asleep. Yeah. They're like, oh,
so, okay, highlights.
Highlights. Okay. Really nice, big, clean ship. Really, you know, nicely decorated. Lots of food choices, as there usually are. Even the buffet was really great, like shrimp and
first day,
crab legs.
Like,
and
oh, my God, they have a mound of shrimp here.
Oh, my God.
Like big shrimp, like prawns. Oh,
yeah.
Prawns. Whatever,
yeah, prawns.
Right? Crab claws.
Crab claws and so much fresh food.
A lot of stuff there, yeah.
Even at breakfast was like tons of choices.
Sushi,
you know?
Even though it wasn't really sushi because there wasn't anything raw in it.
Yeah, sushi, whatever. You know,
breakfasts are good. That everything you think of.
Yeah,
I had like
absolutely.
Eggs Benedict every day,
and it was always a different kind of eggs Benedict.
Yeah, it was like eggs
Florentine one time with smoked salmon, another time the regular Benedict, and oh yeah, all sorts of different choices you could have.
And
it was really
cereal,
great. Yeah,
and
pastries,
pancakes,
waffles, bacon, sausage, turkey,
everything.
Bacon, tons of fresh fruit, and oh yeah, yeah. The buffet was really great.
Yeah.
We had three restaurants. It's a dining rotation. You hit every restaurant twice, except one restaurant you will hit three times. We didn't actually end up hitting that one three times because during the middle of our rotation, we did the adult-only dining one night. So we did every restaurant twice. Had a great serving team this time. Much better than our first cruise. They're a lot more interactive and chatty. And
yeah, but the waiter guy, he seemed to be in a huge rush to, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Take order and, like, get us out of there. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, he did more than the assistant server, right?
Well, yeah.
So he his job was a lot.
I liked his assistant server. He was, like, more chill.
He was really relaxed. He really liked us, too. He would give good recommendations and he'd stop and chat with us, but the assistant server, I mean, he fills your water glass and he cleans the table and he brings your drinks. And he might, if the other guy is super busy, he might bring your entree or your dessert. But the other guy's the one who's like the main everything. Whatever.
Anyways, brunch. That one brunch we had?
Yes, we did brunch at the adult-only restaurant called Paulo. We had a great server from South Africa named Carl. He was really good. He was very thorough and...
Yeah, the brunch was different than the last brunch we had.
Yeah, they've changed it. So they've always had a set menu. They still do now.
Yeah,
I think the menu may even be a bit bigger.
But the buffet part of it.
The buffet part now.
I'm not comfortable with that.
No. If you're rich, you're rich. You're probably comfortable. We're not. So
you go up to the buffet tables.
And
there's someone there waiting for you to take the plate with you. And
you tell them what you want, and they put it on the plate for you. And they make suggestions. And
I'm like, I don't just give me the plate. I'll do it myself. Thanks.
Yeah, it was really.
Well, they're probably all about sanitation. You don't touch.
I guess. I mean, it's so weird that they've changed it like this right now. The other time it was, and when it was us doing the buffet, fuck, we were up there like four times each. This
now we're like, we don't want to go because we don't bother them.
No. Yeah, I would have got more. I don't know. We really got to get over that for our next cruise. We just got to power through that and be like, yeah, we're pigs. We pay for this. We're going to eat again.
So give me one of everything.
Well, exactly. I didn't get caviar this time. Did you get caviar?
I saw it, but I didn't get
it.
Did
you see it? No, I didn't see it or get it. Anyway, it was really good. It was yummy as usual. And it wasn't rushed. And it just was super lovely.
And then... we had dinner there one night, too.
Two nights later, we did dinner there.
Oh, that was pricey.
Wow. Well, that was you. That was because
of
you.
It's
the same price as brunch, except when your husband orders the 6-course with wine pairings when it bumps it up to $89. That was a 2.5-hour dinner, by the way.
Yeah, it took a while.
Took a while.
Get all those courses out.
Yeah. I wouldn't do dinner again just because there was nothing. I wouldn't have done the 6-course because it didn't appeal to me. And there wasn't a lot on the regular menu.
All 6 courses were like smallish.
Yeah.
Except for like the mains, which was like
exactly.
Some sea bass.
Yeah, you have to
some other meat. Red meat. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, God, I don't remember what it was. But on the regular menu, there wasn't a lot that super thrilled me, so I wouldn't do dinner again. I'm not saying the quality. The quality was good. It just...
Well, you brought us three desserts, though.
Oh, God, oh, the desserts. Those people and their goddamn desserts. Oh,
two soufflés.
Two soufflés.
And whatever I had, I can't remember
whatever the fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget the plates they brought out. The happy anniversary.
Oh my God.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Even though it's not our birthday or anniversary.
No. So
explain
on
that
our,
one, Angelina.
So on our second night, our serving crew and our regular restaurant said they were going to wish us happy birthday and happy anniversary that night. I was like, sure. Okay. They come over, they sing, and they give us two extra desserts. We're like, thanks.
They push the food on us so much.
Man. So then the next day when we have brunch at the end, Carl says, oh, and he brings these plates out and in some sort of chocolate handwritten chocolate, melted chocolate. It says, happy anniversary, Angela and Frank. And the other plate says, happy birthday, Angela and Frank. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then it dawned on me. So this trip that we had was originally booked as an Alaskan cruise from last year. That we switched, but on that reservation, I had said that we were celebrating our wedding anniversary because it was supposed to fall over our wedding anniversary and our 40th birthdays. And I had totally forgotten that I put that on the reservation.
Again, not and near our birthdays.
No, but it was just supposed to because we both turned 40 last year. So it was kind of in the middle of it.
Right.
And so it just carried through to the reservation. Oh, my God. Oh, let's not forget the last night when they decided to celebrate your birthday yet again, for whatever reason, and five waiters come over and sing happy birthday. God. You get a pin.
That's so bad.
And then we went to the photo place to look at our photos, and the lady says to Frank, oh, hey, happy birthday. When was your birthday? And you went, oh, it was Wednesday. And she went, so was mine. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm in it deep now.
He's in it deep now, and he's not a good liar. I was like, oh, fuck, please don't say anything, please. And then that was the end of it. I was like, oh, my God, we are so going to hell. So yes, the dinner, the fancy ass dinner, expensive ass dinner.
The last wine, well, it wasn't like wine.
It was grappa.
Which they said was like moonshine or something.
41% alcohol. I mean, you could have lit your breath on fire.
Yeah.
If I lit a match in front of your
mouth,
hard
to drink, actually,
you would have blown the ship off. It was so funny because since we'd taken so long at dinner and we were the last seating.
We had the same waiter.
Yeah. That there were actually waiters standing around clearing tables watching you drink it. And our waiter at one point, so there's like this thing of three roses on the table and he picks it up and he smells it. And we're like, what the fuck? He's like, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that pour their grappa in there. What? Yeah, and he's like, or some people, like, they drain their water glasses. And I'm like, you didn't make the grappa. I mean, if you don't like it, just tell someone that you're not going to drink it. Whatever.
And they handed it over this, like, stainless steel bottle with a tap on it.
Yeah, it was like keg or something. Well, don't forget the sommelier. Every round where you had a drink, you had a sommelier come along with it.
Explain each wine. God.
Holy moly, we're living the high life here. Holy shit. Dude, do you know that I have ripped sweatpants? That I am one fart away from needing intestinal surgery? Like, seriously?
Well, we felt, you know, hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity. Yeah. So, let's see. Highlights. So, how about our excursions?
First stop.
Was Tortola in the British Virgin Islands.
That excursion wasn't that great.
Yeah, it wasn't super lively.
Lots of people on this big catamaran, large catamaran thing.
Yeah.
It took a while to get used to the movement of that boat, though.
Yeah, there was a few, especially the kids started to feel seasick. There was other kids on the ship that started to feel seasick. But then they opened up the windows and...
Yeah, it's much better when they did that.
It was much better after they did that. So they sort of toured around the other parts of the islands, and we saw all these, like, beautiful... yachts and sailboats and everything that were more there in caves and everything and the water. Oh my goodness. All these rich people on their boats.
Boats out there.
Fucking hell. It's a Tuesday afternoon for them. Oh, I'm just on my boat in the British Virgin Islands. Well, fuck you. Whatever.
So then we dock at this little shanty town
called Pusser's Landing.
P-U-S-S-E-R.
Is that Pusser or Pusser?
I don't know.
Either way, it sounds dirty. It's Pusser, it's a pussy.
So we got some flip-flops or
Gwen
there.
Yeah. And you went to buy rum, and I told you, well, hold off on the rum. I bet they'll be somewhere else. And there was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, alcohol's cheap there, just like Mexico.
Yeah, definitely. So then I think we were given like 30 minutes to shop there, and we didn't really
went to the bathroom, do some stuff.
Yeah.
Took pictures. Then hopped on this caravan of...
Open air bus.
Like, yeah, it's like a pickup truck. It's like a F-350 with a pickup truck at the front and then like a sort of open air bus thing at the back of it.
Yeah.
I got done without that tour. It was kind of lame.
It was kind of lame. It was. And the kids were kind of bored with that.
And there they drive on the left-hand side of the road.
Yeah.
But they still drive on the driver's side. Like we do here. They're sitting on the left side of the car and they drive on the left side of the road.
That's weird, right? Yeah. Some really tight, windy roads. Yeah, every time they're going uphill, they honk the horn because they're going to go into the other lane to get up the hill without falling backwards because they're not going to make it up, by the way. So you're honking your horn, and oh, my God. We had, they stopped a couple times. At one point, it was like near the top of the island. We had a good view.
Yeah, we got out and got had up. There was a little bar up there, so shared a red stripe. Jamaican beer.
We were in the BVI.
I saw someone else have. Someone else just got one. It's like, okay, I'll get one of those.
Yeah. It was fine. It was good. Yeah. It was a nice little break. Yeah. I think another potty break for Gwen. Yeah,
that beer was good.
That was a good stop. And then had a good view of the ship from way, way high up. And then who were we docked with that day? Was that MSC?
Yeah, it was MSC one.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
And then, anyway, back down eventually.
Yeah,
and
back to the boat.
Back to the boat. It was okay, but we could have chosen something a bit more exciting, maybe. Yeah.
Next stop was St. Thomas.
St. Thomas. That was good.
That was great,
That was excellent. That was great.
Last excursion was another catamaran, but smaller, like a normal size catamaran.
Yeah, yeah. And out in the fresh air. And it was just a really short ride. It was like 20 minutes.
Short ride to the beach. Yeah,
private beach club.
Semi-private beach, yeah.
And then they, you drop a ladder in the water.
You drop into the water.
It's a little cold, but it was good. It was refreshing. Yeah. And, you snorkel there. You swim. They gave out sand toys.
You just walk into the ocean. It's like
little, just fish right there. Yeah.
Which creeped you out.
It kind of did.
You ran out of the ocean.
Yeah, I did a little bit. But it was lovely to swim in.
It's a fun. Gabby made a little friend there.
She did, yeah. She was good the whole time. There was a bar there that we didn't really go to. Tons of beach chairs were all flopped out. And then about halfway, two-thirds of the way through our tour.
On a bus.
And it turns out they were on a different Disney one. They were Disney as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure which one that was. So then the beach felt a little crowded after that because it was not a big beach.
Anyway, so we left.
We left. That was fun. So then we're pulling out, and you could tell like the other Disney people were like, "That looks like fun. Why are we on a bus?" Yeah. And then they took like the scenic way because the ride took like 45 minutes that way.
The rum punch.
We're just
sitting on, hanging our feet over the edge of the boat.
That was pretty wicked.
That was nice and relaxing.
Every day?
The tour booklet said snacks. There was no snacks on the boat.
You're right. You know what? It did say snacks. Yeah. It did say snacks. And there was no food.
Sorry.
Yeah. One
of the guys, one of the boat people. What do you call them? Boat people. Crew?
Like a horror movie. The boat people. Yeah. The crew. Crew member.
Did a strip tease.
Funny.
Trying to hawk their t-shirts or whatever.
We ended up buying two.
One for Gwen, one for you. And one ripped like the
Mine
day after,
ripped.
Or by the time, we, or when we got home,
in the fucking armhole.
Just by the armpit. That's all right though. You can hide that.
I could sew it or something.
Yeah, you sew.
Okay, fine. I could give it to someone who sews. Sherry, if you're listening, then you can sew it for me, please.
But it was like a tank top, black tank top with like purple pirate.
Yes,
thing, right?
Yeah. And then Gwen's is like a teal blue. And it's so big on her. We got size small, but it's like a women's small, right? So it's like
she's
a
all
dress.
Upset. Oh, it's too big. It's too big.
So it's hanging in her closet right now. Whatever. After we got back from that one, we were let loose in the town.
Yeah.
I was all, this is great. With a rum punch to hit the road. So I was like on my third one. That was good.
And then you're getting belligerent. You don't want to go like buy some liquor. You're like, oh.
No, I wanted to buy a Louis Vuitton purse. You wouldn't let me into Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, we're not there to buy purses. We're there to buy rum. You're in the Caribbean. Buy rum when you're in the Caribbean.
Anyway, you bought your damn rum, and I
bought
my gum.
Yeah, the store had, like, tons of different rums. And they had a small tasting area, too, by the cashier. So we tested, like, three different rums, like banana rum, coconut rum.
I remember that it was there. I don't remember drinking any of it.
You didn't have it, no.
Did I try any of them?
Maybe one. I think you might try the banana one.
Mm.
That one tasted like medicine.
Ooh, yuck.
Anyways, I ended up buying some rum that's made in St. Thomas. It's called Bones, I think, or something like that.
Bones. Yeah. Very cool bottle.
Yeah.
Skull and
Crossbones. Goes well with the Coke. I wouldn't drink it straight.
No, not a sipping rum.
Yeah, it's not aged, really.
So
it got on the boat after that.
Yeah. Oh, that was the day of the royalty.
Oh, Lord.
So I don't know what you did. Oh, no, you went to see Doctor Strange, I think.
Yeah, that's
you?
Right. I went to see Doctor Strange when you were...
Yeah, so we had lunch in one of the restaurants. It was so fucking slow. It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, the lunch, yeah. We don't usually have lunch in a sit-down restaurant.
And we're not going to
do
that again.
Buffet.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that again.
It's too slow service. So they gave me the wrong appetizer.
They gave you the wrong appetizer, I think.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, it's just... And you left, like... And we had ordered dessert, and I don't know why, because I had royal tea with the girls like an hour and a half later. I shouldn't have ordered dessert. So you already left to the movie. Their dessert came, and they're picking at it. And I'm like, let's just get the fuck out of here. Whatever. So the girls and I went back to the room and chilled for, I think, in like an hour. Got into their princess dresses, and then we went
What princesses were they?
Elsa and Cinderella.
Oh, okay.
And then we went down to Royal Court, and we met up with my friend Pam and her daughter, and we all got a table together.
How do you know Pam? Because it seems like you just met her on the boat.
Well, okay. IRL, I just met her, but like...
So she's an internet friend.
She's one of my girl Gabbies, yes.
Oh, okay.
We go way back. It's fine. She's real. She exists.
Okay, I believe you. She hugged me when we met.
She did. She's a hugger. She's a hugger. At the end, I hugged Ryan, too. That's her husband. I give him a big hug. Oh, we forgot. We had a mixology with them earlier in the week, too. Don't forget. That's when we first met up. Was the second day we had mixology.
That you organized for like a billion people.
I did. I organized for our cruise group, our Facebook group, 120
people.
Everyone
was thanking you there. It was like, Angela, it's great. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for doing all this work and blah, blah, blah. You didn't get an extra drink or anything out of this.
I wasn't supposed to get an extra drink.
I thought you were.
No.
That class was good. It was fine.
It was good.
It was all right.
Yeah. It was fun.
I didn't get as wasted as the first one.
You know
took
what?
A lot
I
on
didn't
the last
either.
Cruise.
I guess it's just a mix of the cocktails. I mean, there were a couple of really strong ones there, but I didn't get... No, the first one we did, that was... I don't even remember going back up to the room after that. This one was... Yeah, it was fine. But it was fun. It was fun. So then the royal tea, as you get to, it's hosted by some Ponzi French chef. It's based on Ratatouille, the movie Ratatouille.
Okay.
And then Princess Chamomile, I think it is, or Queen Chamomile.
Oh,
I know.
Like the tea.
Greets you, and they do this whole thing. And then
tea tart.
Cinderella, Tiana, and Belle.
That's my dream.
At once. So now, when you're at the table,
I love it when they do that.
The girls get a big autograph book. It wasn't over my head. I'm choosing to ignore you. A big autograph book with a big pen. They got a jewelry box, a musical jewelry box with a charm bracelet and a charm necklace in there. Their cupcake that was... I had to call down to guest services to tell them which princess they wanted in each of their cupcakes. It was personalized. And when the princesses came in, they came around to every table and gave each girl a charm. So then they had three more charms. And then after that, they came around after we'd had tea and cakes and biscuits and whatever Frenchy sandwiches and things, they came around to your table again, each one, and they autographed in their section of the autograph book. And then you got a picture with each princess. And then Gwen was like all over Tiana. She has mad love for Tiana. And we have no idea why, because she's never even seen the movie. So we're going to make her sit down and watch the fucking movie. But she has mad love for Tiana.
She'll watch it and be like, this is garbage. Why do I like her so much?
No. But she just like gushed over her. You're my favorite princess. I love you so much. And gave her a big hug.
Really?
And I'm like, what? And then was probably the next day, I think it was after, we came back to the cabin at one point, and there was a big booklet for each of the girls, leather-bound book from the Royal Court Royalty thanking them for coming, and then a picture in each one. Gabby had one with Gwen and Minnie Mouse, because we'd seen Minnie Mouse after we came out of the Royalty, and then Gwen had one, I think, with Cinderella. So that was really nice. So they got a lot of swag. Oh, yeah. How could I forget? They each got a doll, too.
Oh, yeah, Cinderella doll.
Cinderella doll. I mean, they got a lot of swag from this. They should for the price. Yeah. Holy shit. Whew, man. So that was another activity we had planned.
Bingo? We did bingo with kids.
We did bingo. We won zero, but Frank won
a door prize, or a raffle, or whatever. So they had all these they had the names rotating on the screen there.
Yeah.
I saw mine go by like a couple times.
Yeah. So, and then it landed on it.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like a big bag of
big cloth bag, Disney Cruise Line bag with
tumbler.
Nice drink tumbler, which is good because one of mine's
a windbreaker jacket.
Yeah.
Hood, nice.
A leather bound journal. A flashlight.
Flashlight. A dollar store flashlight. That's kind of chocolate.
Dollar store flashlight. So that was kind of cool. Was there something else in there, too?
There was other stuff in it, too.
There was something else in there. I think we made our $80 back.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We didn't win.
But if you bought all stuff separately at Disney, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't win any money.
We didn't win any money, unfortunately. We came close in the blackout round and last round. Mm-hmm. We came close, but the couple next to me won, actually. They split the pot. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a huge pot, though.
Like a couple hundred.
No, it was more than that.
It was like 400, wasn't it?
No, I thought it was 1,100 or something.
No, I don't think about that.
No, it did. It did. The blackout one was something like 1,100 or something.
Okay.
They got like 500 or 600 each.
Wow.
I mean.
It's fine. It doesn't. But that would put a little dent in our onboard bill.
Yeah, a little dent. Not a big one, let's face it. Even $600 would have put a little dent in it, but not a huge dent.
So what else did we do on the boat? They had, the Broadway shows on there. Well, they know Broadway, but, you know.
We skipped a bunch of them because. I don't know.
So, we saw like two Aladdin. We saw the same one as we saw
California
Disneyland,
Adventure.
Right?
I don't think quite as good.
Yeah, I don't know. It all depends on actors, right?
I suppose. Well, in the California Adventure, they had the flying carpet around too. Remember?
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Although in this one, they all came into the crowd. They rushed by and then they.
Yeah, I was right in the aisle. It's like all these people on the aisle.
Yeah, it was like
whatever. Tripped them.
And then we did the first night show too. The Disney Fantasy. It was based on. That was kind of cheesy. But, yeah, we kind of skipped the other shows. How about Star Wars Day?
Star Wars Day.
Dun, dun, dun. The day. All the Star Wars crap.
Yeah, it's so cool. Everyone's dressed up.
All day long they played the music over the loudspeaker. Yeah. And anywhere. Yeah, you can't escape the music
first
anywhere.
First thing, as soon as we get out of our room, it's
and then some version of that or other stuff all day long. By 6 o'clock, even you were like, oh, fucking turn the shit off, man.
So around lunchtime, they had stormtroopers walking the deck up by the pool.
Yeah.
Receiving orders from their Imperial command.
Yeah, there was Imperial officers walking around, too. And it was so funny because stormtroopers would like walk up behind people that had no clue there was a stormtrooper behind them. Or they'd give the side eye and they'd walk past. But they, you know, they'd stay in character, right? And then there was this one, I still don't know what movie she's from, but she's like some purple dress lady kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't have no
idea. At some point, I was waiting for you because you went and did a rum tasting that afternoon. And so I was saving you a spot on like deck 11 to get a better shot of the show that we'd seen 3 hours earlier.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
And she was like walking around and I stared her down and she stared me down and I'm like, okay, keep moving along because I don't know who you are.
It's not from a movie. It's got to be from like one of the animated
Rebels?
Ones, maybe.
Star Wars Rebels or whatever it is.
It's
an animated show.
Oh, maybe.
We had
a little
stare down, and I'm like, okay, keep moving. I don't know who you are. People were getting their picture, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck
but,
she is.
First thing in the morning, though, the kids had their Jedi training.
Yes. Yeah.
In the theater.
Yeah, that was pretty funky. Right? Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Kids had fun, I think.
Yeah. Gabby didn't quite at first like, what the hell is going on? Why are you walking away from me? Because we were split up in the theater. Yeah. Adults, parents went down to the front to watch, and kids went in a different line and got their Jedi robes on. And all of a sudden, you saw this little bobbing head looking around. I'm like, hi, what's going on? Why am I here? Why am I wearing a robe? What's going on?
What's Star Wars?
I don't know. What is Star Wars? What is this? And then there's like a lightsaber shoved in their hands, and she's like, what is this? And it was so funny, right? So they're told to, this is how you turn it on, and there she
activate.
Is.
She couldn't figure it out.
She couldn't figure it out. Finally, someone hit it for her, and it was fine. I think in the end she got it, but it was so cute. And then one by one, on each side, one of them fights Darth Vader. And unfortunately, we didn't have the Darth Vader side. We had the other side.
Lady, with cool lady looking.
Sister, something all black. And
I
she was pretty sleek.
Her.
I mean, she was pretty awesome, but still, it would have been
a lot. The lightsaber had like a guard on it, too.
Yeah. And so then...
Yeah, so Gwen went first. She did her job properly.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Swing, swing, duck, swing. And then Gabby got... Gabby came up.
Oh, that was funny. Swing. Okay,
duck. And then she like...
Kept ducking.
Had this guard stance. No, she had this guard stance.
Yeah.
But she didn't make the final strike.
She didn't make the strike, and that was pretty funny.
Everyone's like,
everyone's laughing at her. Yeah, it was pretty funny. She was so cute, her little robe.
Yeah, she was cute,
And she had her little light-up shoes, too. That was cute. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, so that was pretty cool. That was really well organized, because I heard on last year's cruise that when they did Jedi training, everybody showed up, and then they just picked kids from the audience. And, of course, there's lots of kids that get picked, and they were having meltdowns.
That's
and,
like Disneyland when they had the Disneyland,
yeah.
Like, when they had the meltdown.
Exactly. And the way they do it at Disneyland now is exactly the same as on the ship you sign up for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what were you wearing that day?
We were all wearing T-shirts. We didn't wear costumes. No. We were all wearing T-shirts. Who's on my T-shirt? Rey, right? From The Force Awakens?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I had a Darth Vader shirt and a Boba Fett baseball jersey.
Yeah. Gabby had, from the new Rogue One, Join the Rebellion, and Gwen had the T-shirt that says "The sass is strong with this one." It's so funny because everyone kept asking me, "Is that true?" Oh yeah, it's totally true. Yeah. So then, instead of a big show, of course, they're showing all the Star Wars movies in the theater that day, and instead of a big show in the Walt Disney
There's
Theater,
through the whole week, they're showing like starting from Episode One all the way to the end.
The whole week,
and then
they were showing
last.
Them.
But Star Wars Day was like all Rogue One.
All of them, Rogue One. Yeah.
Yeah, Rogue One. Yeah. All day.
And instead of a Broadway-style show in the Walt Disney Theater that night, they did Rogue One in 3D.
Yeah, which we went to. Was awesome.
It was awesome. We took Gwen with us. No, Gabby's too young for that. She'd been bored. Whatever.
Yeah.
But
Gwen was just there for the popcorn.
Pretty much.
But no, she paid attention.
Yeah. We broke our no popcorn rule. Well, actually, no, we broke that at Aladdin, didn't we?
Because they had Han Solo and Carbonite popcorn holder.
No, I'd already broken it when I saw that. Because Gabby kept bugging me
and bugging me.
And then, of course, when we went to Rogue One, we didn't have the popcorn bucket with us. So then, because refills, I think you get a buck off or something when you take that bucket with you. What if we should take Han Solo with us to Alaska?
Sure.
I wonder if they'd fill him there. Here, fill my Han Solo. Anyway.
Solo.
So, yeah, that was Star Wars Day. Oh, and of course, it culminated in a big show on the pool deck that night.
Yeah, well, dedication
yep.
to Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher, yeah. And then it was R2 came out, and show, C-3PO, and
everyone,
Darth, and
Boba
Fett. A bunch of them came out and did the show. That was cool. And then it was
fireworks,
of course.
Yeah.
Big fireworks. And then it was a dance party after that. And then a buffet. And, of course, you know.
Dessert buffet.
Yeah. Well, there was like, a dessert. You ate like a fucking pork slider.
Yeah, it was good, but man, we were already so full from dinner.
We had the second seating. It's okay if your dinner's at 5:45, but
which
when your dinner's
like
8:15, yeah. So I just had a cup of coffee, and then our last port of call was Disney's private island, Castaway Cay, which everybody raves about, and you love it, and we're like.
It was crowded.
Eh.
I didn't care for it.
No. I think if you're on a smaller ship,
not to mention my eyes are bugging me. I issued my contacts the whole week.
Yeah.
So I was in a bad mood.
If you're on the smaller ship that holds like 2,500 people or 2,100 people, it's great. Well, when you're on a 4,000 passenger boat, it fucking sucks, dude.
We got like one little chair. Not even a chair. It's like a half.
Yeah.
Beach chair. It's like a tiny little chair that just like sits in the sand.
And you just know that all those chairs that people saved, no one fucking sat their fat ass in it. Like, fuck you. Honestly. And the water was cold.
Yeah, it's cold as hell.
It wasn't St. Thomas cold where you got in and then all of a sudden you were used to it like in seconds. This was fucking cold.
This was a little colder, yeah. For sure.
So basically we just stood around in it. The kids played in it. Yeah, Pam and I found each other and
tubes.
We talked for a while. And
a while? That's all you did the whole time.
Well, there was nothing else to do.
You wouldn't spend any time with me.
You spent time with the kids. That was fine. Well, you didn't snorkel. What was I supposed to do?
Lunch was all right. Mm. Barbecue ribs and chicken.
We chose
and stuff.
The good barbecue. We had been tipped off by our waiters. Don't go to this one. That only has burgers and fries. Go to this one and you'll have ribs and chicken. And he was right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a good lunch. But we were back on the ship by like, well, we were like, okay, let's
kinda,
just fucking blow
bored,
this.
Yeah.
This is our final chance to see Moana. Because we've been trying to see it all week. But it's at like times it did not agree with our schedule for other whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you know, by the time we got in the ship, we'd already missed the first 10 minutes. I was like, oh, fuck this. So then we all just went to the pool. And it was awesome.
The pool. It was
an empty
dead.
Pool deck. Fantastic. We did the aqueduct, water slide, tube water slide right? Enclosed. So awesome. I did that like...
four times? Almost, right?
I went twice with Gwen, twice with Gabby, and then at least one more time with Gabby... Oh God, I don't. I think I did it at least five times. Yeah, and the kids had the kid water slide to themselves all the time. That was awesome. So, yeah, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, it's time to go back, and you got to pack your shit up. And then we're like, oh my God,
where we put all the stuff we bought?
Right? Okay, well, because we also participated in the fish extender, and the fish extender is a gift exchange between members of you and your cruise group that you've joined on the Disboards or Facebook. So in ours, there were 11 cabins total, so we have to give to 10 cabins. And, I mean, people were giving us, like, massive gifts.
This massive just Mickey like ear thing. This you get people to characters
autograph thing,
it's made
right?
out of and wood. It's, like, a good foot and a half tall and wide.
I don't know how they carry that in their suitcase down. Holy shit. Someone else gave us Mickey waffles.
Mickey waffle makers,
which were confiscated at the port because you're
like
not supposed to have
in
them in your room.
Right?
So we had to go to guest services the day we left the ship and go pick that up. So, and of course you have to have your luggage out the night before, but all you do is you keep your toiletries with you and something to wear off the ship the morning. Because there's definitely people who walk off the ship in their pajamas. There totally are. So we had to leave room in our suitcase for the rum that was confiscated because you can't bring that on the ship. So they kept Frank's rum for our toiletry bags because, of course, we had all full size and that can't go in anything but your checked luggage. Yeah. And then the Mickey waffle and then the photos that we picked up. And, oh, my God, just like we're juggling all this shit off the ship. It was crazy.
Crazy.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Oh, so we scrambled to put it in the luggage, and we get to the airport. So we take the Disney bus to the airport because that was just the easiest. It wasn't the cheapest option, but it was the easiest.
Yeah,
and at that point, we're like, whatever. So we get there, and we open up our big suitcase, and we shove all the shit in, and we get to the United desk. And, of course, no one fucking works for a living. You do all the work. All they do is they take your suitcase and put a tag on it.
Yeah, you use the computer.
You do all the check-in.
You wait for the guy to come. Take your bags.
Like, eat a dick. Can you pay me $20 to do this? So then,
the first bag we put on there was overweight.
It was overweight.
By
3 pounds.
3 pounds, right?
So we were like, okay, we'll pay for it.
No,
first of all, we're going to like, we'll pay for $100.
$100 for 3 pounds.
No. So we took the Mickey Waffle Maker out, and it was 49 and a half pounds.
Good enough.
That was fine. So then we checked two suitcases. So then he's like, well, you're going to have to ditch it. You can't take it through security. I'm like, I bet I can't, but I have to unwrap it because you can't take anything wrapped in your carry-on. So I unwrapped it because it was a nice red wrapping paper, and it's in the Safeway bag. So this poor Mickey Waffle Maker basically has come your personal item.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it got through security, no problem. No one said a damn thing. No one said anything.
That was odd.
It was kind of odd. We also had this thing called TSA pre-check.
Yeah, we had no idea we had it.
We had no idea what it was. I'm like,
it showed it on the tickets.
Yeah.
The boarding pass we had.
Like, and it was a shorter security line than the regular. And I'm like, I don't know why we have this.
Like,
I'm not
sure.
We didn't
pay for it. I thought you had to pay for this.
Yeah. So we took it up to the log line. And he's like, oh, no, go in the short line. And we're like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, I guess your airline just gave it to you. Okay. So in the short line, if you have the liquids, you don't have to take them out of your bag. You don't have to take your shoes off.
You don't have to take your jacket off.
Yeah.
Unless it's around your waist, like we found out.
Which it was, so then it had to come off. You still have to empty your pockets.
Yeah, it was fine.
Whatever. Got through. Mickey Waffle made it through. No problem. And then, of course, we're at our gate with like 2 hours and 15 minutes to kill. Oh, fuck off. There's like nothing around there.
Yeah. Good Wi-Fi, though. It was fast.
So then we take our first flight to Houston. And we had 3 hours to kill. And we had found out that there was a fancy lounge.
American Express lounge.
Yes. You have to be an American Express card holder.
I'm a card member.
He does. He's a card member.
It's free if you have their fancy card.
And it's $50 if you just have a regular card.
Per adult. So.
Yeah, we thought, well, fine, $200. Well, it wasn't. It was only $100.
Yeah, kids are free.
Kids are free. So that was awesome. And
so we go in there.
It was
really a little kids area.
Yeah.
Well, it's more babyish area.
A little, yeah. It was for the under five set. So the kids didn't really go in there.
They got like a conference table area.
Yeah.
Workstations.
Yeah. Lots of comfy chairs, comfy couches, a bar.
Espresso bar.
Serve yourself. Alcohol, by the way, which was included,
which we didn't order any. But yeah, everything else included. They had a little buffet bar there.
It wasn't huge, but it was really nice.
It was really tasty.
High quality food. Huge bathrooms. You could have a shower if you wanted.
Yeah, shower.
Like super expensive, like L'Occitane product in the bathroom.
Feeling extra fancy
that day. We were. It was very nice. That's the way to do it. I'd do that again. It was totally worth it. It really was. It was definitely worth it. We get to the gate, and it's all crowded, and we're like, oh, thank God we weren't with you people for the last 3 hours. And then, then it was back up in the air. And
back home.
Back home. And luckily, it wasn't -5 degrees or -10.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
It was like +9, and I had three layers on.
I have jeans and hoodies. That's fine for me.
I put on all these layers in the airport, and I come outside expecting to freeze, and I'm like, fuck, I'm a little warm. So, yeah. And now we're missing it, and life sucks because we're back home. And
I was kind of getting sick of all the food, honestly.
It's a lot of food.
I gained like 10 pounds.
Oh, God, yeah. It's a lot of food.
Oh, forgot the spa. I went to the spa. We didn't mention that.
Oh, my God. Oh, the spa.
I don't know about that. Spa.
Jesus Christ. So I had pre-purchased these things for this thing called the Rainforest Pass. And basically, it's a series of fancy showers, really, for one.
You go into this room. There's like 4 different showers. It's all themed. And they each have like 3 buttons, 3 settings, right?
Yeah.
With ones like Caribbean rain or like monsoon season or something like that.
Oh, how
right?
about the one that's Siberian mist? Yeah, because that sounds relaxing.
Yeah, you had a cold. There's like a cold
fucking
only shower.
Yeah.
But some of these ones, I push a button to start cold and then get hot and then get cold again and then all these different shower heads. Oh,
It was scary. There was one that was always warm, and that was the one I kept going back to.
Yeah, that was right.
I don't know if we were supposed to be in it together or not, but we were. I was like, I don't know. We're supposed to share right now. They're huge. The shower stalls are massive.
There was no one else.
There was nobody else
in the shower.
There. No. So then after that, you get into the quiet place, the relaxation area, where you have these hot tubs basically made for two people. It was awesome. And it was almost open air
on.
And the jets on. And it was perfect. It was sunset. And there was a fresh breeze. Yep. And oh, it was so lovely.
That was nice.
And then there's another room just behind the hot tubs with these heated tile loungers. And it wasn't hot. It was just warm.
It was okay.
It was a little
uncomfortable. It wasn't super relaxing because you'd hear the whistling the wind.
Yeah, with the window open. Yeah. If we hadn't had that whistling wind, I probably would have fallen asleep. But, you know, if I could get a pass just for the hot tub and the sauna and the heated tile loungers, I would. Oh, and the showers. The use of the showers in ladies' room. Because the showers are massive and you had all the fancy product in there. I went and then washed my hair. I was like, well, I'm just going to shower in the room anyway. Might as well shower here. Except, of course, I hadn't thought ahead, and I hadn't brought a change of clothes with me.
Oh, yeah.
So I had my bathing suit, and I had my shorts. And so basically, I dripped all the way through the spa and all the way back to our room. That was really classy. Squish, squish, squish. But we didn't end up using that pass because we never had any time until the very last day at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Like, we were in our room packing up, and we were just like, fuck, we paid for these. We've got to go use them. So then we kind of rushed through it. We could last longer, but then we had our last dinner, and oh, my God, there's so much to do, and holy shit, I know. Well, I think we both agreed that 7 days is good, no more,
yeah,
too
long.
But 4 days was too short last time. So 7 days is good. And, hey, what do we have coming up in 7 months?
Another Disney cruise.
Yay! Back on the Wonder.
It's not 70,000 tons of metal.
Back on the Wonder.
That happens in like
it's Alaska.
5 days or something.
Oh, that's just Royal Caribbean. Blech. Back on the Wonder to Alaska. You thought this vacation was expensive. Wait till you see the prices on excursions there. And I talked him into another veranda for this one. Who needs a college fund? Our kids are just going to go to community college. Anyway, let's face it. I think there was more on the agenda, but I think we've just talked for way too fucking long.
Unless you're like a big Disney fan.
Yeah, no, they're all, I think they stopped listening a while ago.
I was bored.
All right, we'll save it for another time.
Okay. That's called night.
Yeah.
As usual, you can reach us at FDParents, Twitter, and FairlyDrunkParents at Gmail, and FairlyDrunkParents at Facebook.
Yep, that's about it.
We don't
have an Instagram.
Do you want to plug a Disboard?
No, everybody knows. Disboards, if you're
Are you going to send your Disboard people over here?
No.
For this review?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Because you don't do that, okay? Shh, just don't. That's not
that. Explain.
Okay, so we're going to say goodnight now.
So many secrets.
Either you get the Disboards or you don't, and you don't, so. Okay.
I don't understand a secret world.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Just sign your paychecks over to the mouse. That's all you need to do.
All right.
All right.
Have a good night, everybody.
Bye.